Just a couple things in this next section. This is where Will names the bird, and he names the bird Swoop. I gave several different options, and here was my thinking with the options. He had Sarah, Jet, Swoop, and Misty. Sarah, I just wanted to give an option of a normal kind of female name, since the bird is a girl. Jet seemed to me like a boy might name it after something that flies. And I also am trying to take in Will's personality. Some of these names are not the coolest names in my opinion, but I'm trying to think what Will might come up with. So Jet is like an actual thing that flies that he could be into. It also has the jet black kind of connotation with it. Next is Swoop. I've noticed that a lot of kids will name animals and things like that after some degree of adjective that the animal can do. So that was an option. And Misty. And that's supposed to have just a, to relate to the Misty portal that the bird came from, or that they went through. So overwhelmingly, everyone voted for Swoop. So that was pretty clear what people wanted. The other thing in this section is Merton is kind of more painted as a negative figure here. Back when we voted about whether Will should yell for Merton's help, absolutely no one voted for Merton's help. So that helps me decide that Merton is really thought of at this point as a negative. Now, I could always surprise the readers, but I'm going to go ahead and use him to be a sort of villain of the piece. He may not be the only one, but I'm going to go ahead and start shifting him in that direction. Ezra obviously is mad at him. So that's a bit of information on Merton and how I'm going to build his character.